And then, of course, they dropped two, one to Cass City, 61-44, and that kind of blew me away on that one. And then to Marlette, they played them a little bit more tougher. It was 61-40, but understand, Marlette is the cream of the crop. Okay?
Most definitely.
So tonight, here we are for the Pirates. This is game number nine for them. So I would say if they want to make a move by district time, the clock is ticking, and now's the time to take care of business.
Harbor Beach currently is on a two-game losing streak, losing at Cass City by 17 and home against first-place Marlette by 21. Their last victory comes 11 days ago when they blew out Vassar on the road. They had Tuesday's game canceled against Deckerville because of weather, so the Pirates have not raised their sails in 1 week. They host Lakers and are at Memphis next week. We're 2.5 minutes away from tipping off in Harbor Beach, Michigan, as the Sandusky Redskins and the Pirates are ready to tip it off in 2 minutes. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
If you're looking for quality certified Angus beef at a fair price, then you need to go to Sandman's Grocery in Harbor Beach. Sandman's is your only licensed certified Angus beef grocery store in Huron County. Sandman's in Harbor Beach is your local certified Angus beef supplier that has only the best in quality beef. Also, Sandman's is making homemade brats in many different flavors all year long. The quality of cars aren't all the same, just as the quality of your meat isn't all the same. Go to your local certified Angus beef grocery store in Harbor Beach today. That's Sandman's in Harbor Beach.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the best coverage in the Thumb.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, Sandusky and Harbor Beach. It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. Ask yourself, are you sure? The current stands are Clark Ramsey 2, John Mooney nothing. So that means I get to go first. John, I'm taking Harbor Beach by 4.
Wow. Tell you the truth, I could go with Sandusky. I really could. It could be like an all-night overtime kind of game, you know?
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Harbor Beach by 5.
Oh, you're terrible. So John Mooney by 5, Clark with 4. Las Vegas has Harbor Beach favored by 3.5 points. We now listen in to the Harbor Beach Pep Band with our national anthem on Inauguration Day.
That was a heart-pounding rendition of the national anthem.
That's how you play the national anthem. It does not need to be a sorrowful song.
Well, we could go talk about the history of the national anthem.
We'll wait. We'll hold that for our next JV basketball game. I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. Let's take you through the starting lineups of tonight's ball game. First for Sandusky, number one, Trenton Lee. He's a sophomore, moved up this season. Number five, Joe Wenzel, a junior. Below 6 foot, number 10, also a junior, Cody Hoag. We'll get you a pronunciation on that. Number 11, a junior, Jared Bender. I know that's how we say that one. And number 33, a junior, Ryan Campbell. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, number 5, Brady Kirsch, third season on varsity at 6'3". Number 10, James Shelkey, 6'1", junior, his second year on varsity. First year on varsity, moved up as a sophomore. Number 14, a 6 foot sophomore. That would be Mason Yon. Number 23, 5'10", junior, Julian Tenerife. And number 24, sharpshooter junior, Ryan Seaman. Our reach is coached by Ron Rubel, Sandusky, Tristan Pennington. Your officials tonight, Tom Mallow, Joe Frazier, and Joel Venia. Classic crew here.
One of the Sandusky starters, normal starters, is injured tonight. And that would be Josh Sauer. So we're talking advantage, Harbor Beach in that area, because Joe is a real big guy. Holds up the middle very well, and that's exactly where I would say that if there's a weakness in the Harbor Beach defense, it would be right up the middle.
Number 22, Chase Hoag. That would be Chase Hoag, not Hoag.
Hoag.
Hoag. Cody Hoag, Chase Hoag. So, we're ready to tip things off. Sandusky in their road all-black uniforms, with black numbers on black uniforms with a red outline, Sandusky emblazoned across their chest. For Harbor Beach, their home white uniforms, orange numbers, black outline with orange and black stripes down the sides, and Harbor Beach across their chest.
The band just played Illinois Loyalty.
Illinois Loyalty.
The Harbor Beach fight song.
Of course, you might think we're being a little bit more biased tonight. That's because our friends from Sandusky are here as well. So a little home and away radio, college style, I like it. Josh Shelkey, a 6 foot junior, going against number one for Sandusky, Trenton Lee, and it's won by Harbor Beach. We're moving left to right across your radio. Over to Seaman, left wing, down to the corner to Shelkey. Back out to Seaman, dribbles into the lane, goes up and no call, but he gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Brady Kirsch, left elbow, pulls up for the jump shot, no good, rebound. Sandusky's Cody Hoag. Here comes Sandusky the other way. Number 11, Jared Bender, acting as point guard, gets a screen, moving to his right wing, being guarded by Tenerife. Comes back up to the top. Joe Wenzel, left wing, being guarded by Shelkey from 7 feet. Spreading things out, taking his time. 7:20 left in the first, still no score in Harbor Beach. To the right wing, number 33, that'll be Ryan Campbell, back up to number 10, Cody Hoag. Ball above his head, over to the right wing, Jared Bender dribbles down to the lane. We have a whistle. No shot, foul is on the floor, and it's going to be a push against Harbor Beach. This will be the first team foul for the Pirates tonight. And fouls goes against number 23, Julian Tenerife. His first, team's first. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Inbound into the right corner. Going down the baseline against Shelkey. Tries to go skip pass, now over to Wenzel, left wing. Three is up, no good. Rebound brought in by, still loose, and now we have a held ball. It'll be possession, Sandusky.
Right now the Redskins are trying to solve the man-to-man defense that Harbor Beach is employing. They are using what is called a flex offense, and they are getting some underneath cuts. They are opening up some shots. Let's see what happens now with the ball.
Trying to go down the baseline, Shelkey cuts him off. Gets it back up to the top to Cody Hoag, resets the offense, going against Seaman. Now over to Wenzel, left wing, down to the left corner, and we have a walk. Disco night early as Ryan Campbell takes a few steps before dribbling. Can't do that. Turnover for Sandusky, first of the night. Still no score. We played a minute 17. Here comes Harbor Beach as John Mooney, our banner's dropped in off that on our wall.
It looks like it's sagging a little bit.
Sagging a little bit. Kind of like this broadcast. Over to the left wing to Jan. And gets it back to Kirsch. Instead, it's tipped away, and it's going to be a turnover for Harbor Beach. Here comes Sandusky in transition.
Ryan Campbell with the ball.
Over to the left wing for three. No good from Trenton Lee. Rebound still loose, and finally brought in by James Shelkey. Here come the Pirates. Ryan Seaman down to the left block. Tenerife goes up off the glass and in for 2 points. Hunter Beach draws first blood, 2-0, 6-0.